Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about a critical topic which involves the issue of having the right mindset to be a real estate investor, part-time or full-time, because the right mentality is essential to succeeding in this field, and Kevin speaks from experience. And with that having been said, because this is a very exciting topic, let me bring Kevin on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's, as we customarily do, dive into this, because my first question, what is the right mindset for a successful real estate investor?
Well, Lewis, I wish I could give you one simple silver bullet of an answer, and I wish it was that simple. It's not, and there are so many different traits or characteristics that I believe enable somebody to be successful in real estate investing, and there are more traits and characteristics than we can obviously cover today. But I would like to cover one in particular, and two particular aspects of it, and it's what you mentioned earlier. It's the mentality. And, you know, my observations here come from being a real estate investor here in Dallas full-time and starting out as a part-time investor over 10 years ago. And as I go through each year and as we embark on wrapping up another year as we speak today and looking forward to 2017, you know, I often find myself evaluating the year and what I accomplished and looking forward to the next year, of course, and what do I need to do different or do better in order to exceed the results we had this year and improve upon them for next year. And every time I do this exercise at the end of every year, you know, I can't help but think of the critical mentality and also how I have to be mentally in order to succeed this year and, more importantly, increase my success for next year in my real estate investing. And it really boils down to two things. You've got to have, as a real estate investor, part-time or full-time, new or experienced, you've got to have the right mentality and you've got to be right mentally. And here's what I mean by that, and let's distinguish between those two, because they sound very similar, yet they are actually very different. Let's first talk about the right mentality of a real estate investor. And I'm going to reference a tired phrase perhaps for some, but many of us have heard of the phrase abundance mentality, and it's used in a lot of different contexts today, and most people, I think, are familiar with it in one context or another. But with respect to real estate investing, the abundance mentality is critical. And if you're not familiar with the terminology, abundance mentality very simply means there's enough to go around for everyone. Whatever it might be, there's enough opportunities or there's enough of any particular asset or need. There's enough for everybody to utilize, to consume, or to be successful if all those people work hard enough in order to achieve whatever it is they're seeking to achieve. And in the world of real estate investing, the abundance mentality comes into play really in two different facets, and it continues to come into play. It's not something that you simply address and overcome as you're embarking on your real estate investing as a part-time investor. As an experienced investor, I'll tell you it comes into play regularly, and you've got to maintain the right mentality. And this abundance mentality first comes into play with respect to the abundance of sellers. When you begin your real estate investing career, or if you're kicking it around, so to speak, right now and sharing your thoughts about real estate investing with friends, family, or neighbor, either you're going to ask yourself or someone else is going to ask you, why in the world would somebody sell their house to you for a discount? if you're telling me this is what you're getting ready to do as a real estate investor, why in the world would anybody sell you their house below market value and enable you to do what you're telling me you're going to be able to do as a real estate investor? And the key here is there are an abundance of sellers out there. Whether you realize it or whether those you speak to realize it, speak to any real estate investor who's been doing this for a long term, and they're going to tell you it's a very sustainable business model because there is an abundance of sellers out there who are willing to sell their properties for a discount. And those who fail to see them or recognize them or understand where they are probably have never been in the shoes of some of these motivated or distressed sellers that real estate investors work with on a daily basis. And what I mean is not everybody has ever inherited a house on the other side of the U.S. unexpectedly. And that's an example of a motivated seller, quite often willing to sell that house for a discount. They live in Chicago, and let's say due to a death in the family, they have all of a sudden inherited a house in Orlando, Florida. They have no ability, no need, and no desire to own that house. However, they are willing to sell it and sell it quickly, as is, stress-free, and ideally for cash to a real estate investor to relieve that house from burdening them. You know, a lot of people have never been in a financial crisis, thankfully, but there are those who are, and that's another example of somebody who's in a position where they need to perhaps sell a house very quickly in order to address a financial crisis or an unplanned financial need. Divorce is another example, and it's unfortunate. It's another unfortunate example, but it does occur. And there, once again, there is a seller, and unfortunately, there's an abundance of them who need to sell off an asset, such as a piece of real estate, as a result of a divorce proceeding. And things need to move quickly and efficiently and correctly and professionally. And that's a motivated seller once again. Another example of the abundance of sellers is those in a health crisis. And we all know the cost of medical care and what that can do to a family financially. And a lot of times selling a home with equity quickly is a way to help care for somebody who has significant medical needs and expenses in a family. And then finally, believe it or not, real estate investors themselves can be motivated sellers and are part of the abundance of sellers. There are plenty of landlords out there today who have rental properties gone bad, so to speak, and they've had bad tenants or they've had bad experiences, and they simply are ready to get out of that particular rental property for whatever reason, and they're ready to sell it as is, quickly, efficiently, and professionally. So that's just another example of the abundance of sellers that are out there, and another example of the answer to the question on who would be willing to sell to you at a discount. Now, secondly, on this abundance mentality, there is an abundance of deals out there. Sure, you've got to get at these sellers. And like we said, there's plenty of motivated sellers out there for you to work with and to be a solution provider as a real estate investor. And with those motivated sellers comes an abundance of deals. Now, you know, the sellers are there, as we said, and you have to find them. They don't necessarily come to you immediately as a real estate investor, and you do that through advertising. Similarly, the deals are there, but you have to create them, and that's done through action. You know, once you invest in advertising and do it diligently and consistently, day after day, week after week, month after month, and you successfully identify distressed or motivated sellers who need you as a real estate investor to solve their problem, then it's your time to take action and create deals in those situations. And at the root of that is your ability to identify the pain or the problem that that seller has, like we've just mentioned a minute ago with financial crisis, divorce, or health crisis, or troubled landlord. Once you identify that pain, then your next objective is to identify the solution and provide a solution to the problem and eliminates that pain of that seller, whatever it may be. That's when a deal is ultimately created. When you're able to create a solution that serves the seller, and a solution that solves the problem. And so there's kind of a summary of the abundance mentality you've got to have with respect to both sellers and respect to both deals. There's abundance of both, but you've got to go get them and you've got to go create them. Get or find the sellers and create the deals. Now, if that's the right mentality, let's talk about being right mentally. And the question here is, as you're looking back at your real estate investing business this year and looking forward to next year, or perhaps you're getting ready to embark in real estate investing next year in 2017 for the first time, make sure that you are right mentally in addition to having the right mentality. And here's what I mean by right mentally. Ask yourself if you're simply interested or committed to real estate investing. And the key here is that interest in no way equals commitment. And here's an example. We're in the fall time of year, of course, as we're talking, and you know, the football season is well underway. Well, I'll tell you, many of us Americans, Saturdays or Sunday afternoons, we sit very comfortably in our favorite chair, in our favorite place in our house, in front of our favorite television set, and we watch our favorite team play our favorite game, football. That's interest. It's very different from all of us getting up, suiting up in full pads, and lining up at the line of scrimmage across from a 300-pound offensive lineman. That's commitment. They're very, very different. The difference between interest and committed. And for you as a real estate investor, you want to make sure that you're committed. And if you've lost your commitment, you want to make sure you regain it if you're an existing real estate investor. Another distinction is, having an interest, it will simply entertain you. Watching real estate investors on television or going to seminars with high-energy presenters or reading books or magazines, that could be all simply very entertaining, and it could satisfy your interest in real estate investing. But it's very different from commitment, which is more action-based. An interest will entertain you, but your commitment is what's going to truly reward you. So do a gut check. If you don't like your results from this year as a real estate investor, do a gut check and check on your commitment. Have you become more interested than committed? And what do you have to do to regain your commitment to your business? And if you're a new investor who's got a goal of starting to invest in real estate in 2017, you've probably had an interest for quite a long time, but recognize the fact that what's going to bring you success now is converting that interest into commitment in 2017. And when you choose to be committed, you're choosing to take action, but more importantly, you're choosing to be rewarded. So it's critical that as an existing real estate investor, that you regain your commitment if you need to, and as a new investor, you convert your interest into commitment. And like I said, both these, the abundance mentality and being right mentally with your commitment, they apply whether you're setting the stage for 2017 as a tenured investor or getting ready to make your first move in 2017 as a new investor. That abundance mentality, that's going to produce the sellers and produce the deals. Remember, you've got to find them and create them respectively. And that commitment, keep in mind, interest does not equal commitment, but that commitment is what will result in your reward ultimately in 2017.
Great points as always, Kevin. I thank you so much. And this mentality is the one necessary for success. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lewis.